Hey, no, you. Yeah, you. Would you mind subscribing to our podcast? It's just like you're listening to it anyway. Yeah, super, super easy. Doesn't have to be awkward or anything. Thank you.
What's up, you guys? It's we're back with the Bangers, me and Danny B.
What's up?
And we're here to talk about Kanye West.
We're here to talk about Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves.
The 2020 political campaignery and stuff like that. What's going on? What is going on in America? America's doing a lot of stuff. And,
we're in disarray.
What do you think America looks like from... from the UK, if you saw the Kanye thing that just happened, it's blown. I mean, it hasn't even really hit.
We haven't even talked about that. But like, if I was a foreigner,
he did crazy stuff. So.
Yeah. So like, if I was a foreigner and I have friends who live like in other countries, we look crazy.
They're not doing so that crazy. Much better. That's what I'm like. Can they really judge though? Like the UK has got some crazy stuff going on too, though.
If you elected Donald Trump, who has no
Boris Johnson is a British Donald Trump. They're at their own Donald out there. But
I'm Canadian.
Okay, break down the kind of, because I didn't even know. I watched like 7 seconds of the clip because I was like, nah, I'm not really doing that with my.
I'm gonna try to break it down as best as I can because I didn't watch the whole thing because I'm not that interested. But I wanted to have more context of like what was going on. So the first clip I saw was like from Baller Alert or Shade Room, where he was crying about his dad. So basically what I found out was he was talking about abortion, that basically his dad wanted his mom to abort him. He was like, without my mom, there would be like no Kanye West, which, okay, that's fine. I don't know why you need to say that, but okay, that's fine. We're not talking about abortion here at this rally, but okay, whatever. And then he starts saying that like, he wanted to abort his first kid, Northwest, and there would be Northwest without, like, Kim. And so I was just okay, where are we going with this? Then he starts going into saying that Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves. She just basically got them to, like, another part of the country where they had to work for white people. Had nothing to do with nothing. Like, it's...
Yeah, that's the part that I saw. So I saw that part, the little clip. He said, and obviously it's a clip. It's a clip. But he says...
I watched the longer clip.
Yeah, I didn't... I could watch the longer thing, but I didn't. But even just that clip is such a weird thing to say. It's like, what's your point, right?
The thing is, I've worked... nursing homes and I've worked with like children and stuff like that who have like mental illness, and it was just like somebody going on a weird tangent that didn't even make any sense. Like if you went on a roller coaster, but it just didn't make any sense. I was just like, what are we talking about here? Like, you're being very controversial.
Yeah, and he has, I mean,
you can't really run for president.
He talks about his diagnosis with his thing, which I don't think disqualifies, because I think lots of people have official and unofficial diagnoses, but it was definitely really random. It was super, and it didn't make any sense. And it's like, you can't just not have a point when you say these things. But it is the Kanye thing. Now he's getting talked about, you know, on all these media.
And I don't want people to.
Including hashtag goals. He got a hashtag goals. I'm sure he's like, yes. This is my strategy so I can get mentioned
by Danielle.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
You don't think Kanye's heard our podcast?
Probably not. But
what? Why?
I just want to clarify it for people because deal with anxiety and like different stuff. So it doesn't disqualify you from having those type of positions. But you have to take your medication. You have to be, you know, with a therapist or somebody, like if you're going to be out there speaking to the public. That had nothing to do with nothing. Why, after the whole like what slavery was a choice type thing, why would you go in like the public and say Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves? No, yeah, she didn't free the slaves. Did she have a part in helping people get free? Yes. Okay, that's it. It's like I feel like this dude just missed a whole week of history class. So it's just like, no, she didn't free the slaves. I'm like, yeah, we know she didn't, but she helped them get to freedom. Like, but not every slave. Like, that's like, how could she do it for every slave? So what are you bothered about? Like, there's so much other weird stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it.
There's so many Karens and Kims out here doing the most, but you want to talk about Harriet Tubman?
And it's like, what part of this is our fault? You know, it's like, why is it that as a country right now, we have all this shallowness going on? We have a fake reality TV star president. We have...
That's why people think that... They think we're like a joke.
A hype man producer as our, you know, in place... You know, and the intellectuals of the past, we used to have, like, people, you know, like, mm-hmm. intellectuals, you know, people out here. And it seems like now we have an entertainment apparatus, you know?
And
why,
like,
is it, what's going on with the, this is hashtag American goals. I think America had, I mean, you know, and I'm not going to say it's all bad, because I'm sure back in the day, maybe Einstein... I was watching Mad Men a little bit earlier, and, you know, Einstein was, like, still alive in that contemporary thing. And so one of the people, they were talking about, like, oh, Einstein, he's always doing all this stuff. And I'm like, you know, back then, they probably thought, you know, Einstein was, like, you know, wilding. He's like, oh, look, this smart guy's doing all this stuff. And now he did well with nuclear bombs. What the heck? But I'm not saying that Kanye is the Einstein of now, but I'm just like, it feels very much now that instead of having people like Einstein, we just have... More of like a.
I think it's.
Or is it progressive? Is it so? Are these conversations that we need to have?
This is something that has backfired, right? And you already know my handle at Danny Vic.
Yeah.
You know, basically, you can slide the DMs and talk to me about it. This is something that has gone terribly wrong, right? Okay, not just Trump being president, because I mean, we have had to deal with that, you know, for a while now. But the thing that Kanye doesn't realize is, like, he thought that I'm going to befriend Trump. I'm going to say that this is my friend. And then he comes back and says, I only did that so that I could help y'all. You're not helping us. You're making everybody look crazy. Like, as a group of people, minority people, basically, like brown and black people who are there, and then you say something crazy like Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves, and then you have people like major bloggers who posted these comments who are like, oh no, we gotta leave. I would leave too. What are you talking about? If you want to be president, that's perfectly fine. I don't care that you have mental illness, because guess what? Probably like 50% of America has some type of mental illness.
Joe Biden seems to have.
He's not mentally ill. He's just old.
Mental fatigue at times.
He's 77 years old. Yeah. And that's another thing that I was going to talk about. It's just like, people are just like, oh, like, we don't
Trump
have,
definitely
we
has
don't
some
have,
sort of mental.
Well, Trump eats fish
friction,
fillets
friction.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Maybe.
Like, yeah, you're going to have a problem if you're just drinking
it's
diet.
It's probably inflammation. He might have, like, a, you
no,
know, age and inflammation, mental inflammation.
Old. They're just both just old. If you think about how old Barack Obama was when he went in office, he wasn't that old. If you're 77 trying to convey a message all the time, you're going to have a problem. I don't care who you are. There are some people who are, like, they get to the age and, like, they're very sharp. Unfortunately, just to be honest, I don't care. Like, at me. Like, Joe Biden is not that person who is, like, very, like, he doesn't have that energy that he can answer these questions, because he can't talk for more than 7 minutes.
Okay, but I already saw that Kanye dropped out of the race, I thought. So
he was never able to be in the race. He was not.
I mean, you can say you're in it, you know, even if you're only on
in
okay, one
then
state
I'm in
or something
it.
Like that. He was never going to win.
I didn't announce that I'm running for president tomorrow. Yeah. He knew that he was never going to, like, you should have did it a long time ago. But the thing is, like, would I trust the country and Kanye? No. Do I trust the like, our whole country, like, with
so you wouldn't
Trump.
you're for sure no vote, because lots of people out there, I bet there's people listening right now who would be like, I would vote for
no
Kanye.
That first of all, we can't keep.
I'd consider it.
We cannot
in a Joe Biden if he ran as in like the Green Party.
No.
I mean,
here's the thing.
I would.
Let
I'm
me
probably,
say this. Let
I'm
me
not
say
gonna
this.
Say who I'm voting
let me say
for.
This. It is yeah.
Because I don't like
I,
to.
Yeah, don't do that. So anyway. the thing is, you cannot keep electing people who don't know anything about politics, right?
Probably Biden.
It's a bad thing to do. We have an issue with Trump because this man does not have enough like experience with politics. And I'm not saying that Obama was just like this, like best president ever. I did vote for him, but I'm saying he knew more about politics, you know, than Trump does. It's just like Trump goes more of like, oh, this is about a business, about money, this and that. But I'm just saying, like, we saw how you mishandled a pandemic. You knew a long time ago what was happening.
They informed him,
and there was even documents that put out that he knew what was going on. He could have stopped this a lot earlier. He couldn't end it, but he could have had us under quarantine earlier because he was aware of that thing. And the same thing, it was an interview recently that asked him, are you going to send your, he has a young son, like Byron or whatever his name is, I don't really care, but are you going to send your kid back to school? He said no, but you want to open up schools for everybody else.
Okay. I don't want to go too broad. We got to stay on the Kanye topic.
No, it's not just about Kanye. This is about like just for everything.
Just for this episode. Well, yes, hashtag goals, the podcast is about everything. But just for this episode,
Kanye because, I mean, I already talked about it. Like, the problem is, like, he's not mentally healthy, and he does not need to be running for any type of, like, political position.
You think he's mentally unhealthy to the point where we shouldn't even consider him?
Yeah. I think he's not where he needs to be. Honestly, you think about his age.
Do you think Trump is healthier mentally than Kanye?
I think that they have two different, one is a narcissist, and one actually has, like, some bipolar.
Okay, let's say Biden actually has to drop out, and you're looking at the Kanye West, Donald Trump.
This is the thing about people with Biden.
Who do you vote for?
People just harp on him so much, and I understand, because, like, he's 77 years old, and he does have some, like, cognitive issues, right? But you have to understand, if he gets a strong running mate, then that's better for us. I mean, he's 77 years old. Would I rather have Joe Biden than Trump? Of course.
Let's say it comes down to Kanye Trump. Who do you vote for?
Huh?
Kanye Trump.
Kanye's not eligible to run.
I'm just saying, if it came down to that, who would you vote
Neither.
For? You just wouldn't vote?
No. I'm not going to vote for two people who don't.
You'd rather have Trump than Kanye?
No, I'm saying that. If you don't vote, that's not a real election. Trump. That would be if you think that America's
it could happen.
No.
The fact that Trump
won. He's not eligible to run, and he knew that you are not eligible to run. It's too late. It's almost November. No, you cannot run for president. But if it was in a real scenario, I'm not voting for neither one of y'all. I'm going to vote to have somebody else. I'm going to tell y'all that y'all both don't have the ability to run a country.
Yeah.
Trump has not done well with the country. I don't care what you say. If you're a hardcore, like, make America great again. Yeah, make America have COVID again, like, stop, chill. Like, and Kanye, just stick to rapping and, like, take care of your mental health.
And the shoes are good. And the clothes.
No, nobody cares about the shoes or clothes. But
I'm saying,
have young children, company. You have a whole life, you have a whole life that you need to manage. And I'm seeing, like, even though Keeping Up with the Kardashians is, like, pretty much scripted, like, he seems like he's, like, low-key stressing Kim out. I don't trust either one of them to do anything. Like, I wouldn't even, like, put Kanye as, like, the CEO of my company. I would think, like, maybe you could be a partner, but, like, I don't trust him.
Not a partner. He's too crazy. CMO.
He just does too much. Like, it's just, like, it's not necessary to say those things. But if you look at mental illness, people, they act out in those type of senses. And if you've been around people, like, I've been around people who have, like, schizophrenia and, like, you know, they have, like, you know, ADHD and, you know, anxiety, depression.
He likes to come with angles, you know.
I don't think he's thinking about what he's doing. I think he's doing it because that's his personality.
I mean, he does a lot of other really high functioning stuff. So I think those angles that we're seeing, like they're like an expression of him, like doing something in a moment where he's trying to do what he does and like mobilize people. Because obviously he's doing lots of other stuff very well most of the time, right? We just see the stuff that he says in times where he's already trying to be whatever, and then he goes extra and he says some, you know.
The thing is, like, the thing that people need to realize, and I will speak out about this. This is one, like, soft spot I do have for Kanye is, a lot of people don't realize that his mother wrote a book called Raising Kanye. If you read that book, you kind of get to know more about Kanye and his relationship with his mother, his father, whatever, right? So the way his mother died was traumatic. Like, it was. Like, you went to go get plastic surgery when you didn't really need to, but, like, you felt you needed to. And, you know, Kanye has been in the industry, but he's getting more famous. And your mother goes and does something, and she loses her life over trying to make herself. I don't know what, you know, she was trying to do, but that alone would like put so much like stress on you, right? So I'm really big to like making people understand that like a lot of people think that like PTSD is just like a thing that like, you know, people in military go through. No, a lot of people have PTSD. Something traumatic has happened and it affects them. I don't ever think that Kanye, it's hard to heal from losing a parent, right? And not having another good parent is super hard. But I don't think he's ever dealt with that. And then that on top of, you know, his other mental illness that he has talked about is crazy. You need to work on yourself. You don't need to be present. You need to be in therapy 3 times a week. You need, like, you know, to be taking some medicine. Like, you need to be okay because you have children. You have a wife. You have a whole family that's, like, looking at you, and it's just like you can't make these weird statements like that. And I feel like it also is like a failure on the people around him. Like, if I'm your publicist or your manager, or if I'm somebody in your team, I'm gonna stop you from doing that. You should not be saying that. I'm gonna tell you why it's wrong. Why do you think it's okay to say stuff like that? Like, slavery is a choice. Oh, Harriet Tubman, she didn't free the slaves. She basically just like got to another point to work for white people. What does that have to do with anything? Not that that's true. You don't have any like actual like point of reference to tell me that that was true. But what are you like in this society when people are like the Karens and the Kens are losing their freaking mind, you go to talk about a black woman and say that she didn't free anybody, that she put them in another situation where that they were like enslaved as well. Worry about Karen and Ken, because Karen and Kens are out here like doing the most. Every day I go on Instagram, it's another Karen or Ken doing something they don't need to be doing. Like, calm down. Like, and I hate to say it, like, I don't even really want to say this, but like, it makes it seem like white people are wilding out, right? But people are going to come at me for that. But you can't tell me otherwise, right? Y'all love to like use the statistic like, oh, black on black crime. Do you see how many people don't even want to wear a mask? I don't see anybody who's black or brown who's like trying to fight a Walmart employee to get inside. I see a lot of white people. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with white people. I'm saying, like, let's be honest and say that it's not just like black on black crime or minorities doing this or doing that. Like, people have to take accountability too, because you see these videos of these people doing this stuff. What race are they? I'm not saying to like, you know, that nothing like wrong with white people, but stop shaming us. But when we see y'all on the news like every single day.
Okay. See, now you're having your own Kanye moment, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying if you go on Shade Room or you go on any type of news outlet or YouTube, whatever, there is a dozen videos of white people not wanting to put on masks. They're trying to like paint over Black Lives Matter stuff.
But what does that have to do with the Kanye situation?
I'm not talking just about Kanye. I don't really care. I already told you what I feel about Kanye. I'm telling you that it's not right to say that minorities like are like the most, like they do the most criminal type actions, when lately, we look at the last like 6 months, it's been white people.
Yeah, I think all people are committing crimes equally.
I don't trust anybody.
Whatever skin color you are, I'm most likely.
I'm not saying that to say nothing against white people, because like trust me, I have like white people in my family. Like, you know, like it's not a big deal. I'm just saying, like, let's all take responsibility. You can't say that it's just like black on black crime and people are killing each other in Chicago all the time. Like, yeah, they are. But if we look at the demographics,
yeah,
like,
for those people who are using that argument, the whole black on black crime stuff, obviously,
that's a very
there's the white on white crime too. There's also lots of Asian on Asian crime, especially in Asia.
It's just crime in general.
Statistics shouldn't be wielded by people who don't understand statistics, because really, statistics can say anything that you want them to say. Like most. Anyway, all right, you guys. That's this podcast. It was an emotional, high level podcast, but wanted to get this out. We're the first people to drop anything on this subject. So when you hear it on the Breakfast Club, you know that they probably listen to this podcast.
I want people to know that, like, I'm not trying to target like white people, because like you would come at me like and be like, okay, like you have white people in your family. I was just trying to say that everybody does crime, so you can't say that minorities are more prone to do stuff when you see what's happening, that it's a lot of Caucasian people who are wilding out. Like, but you don't say that there's a lot of white on white crime, you say black on black crime. I'm saying that because for we can understand that people all colors commit crimes. Stop trying to criminalize black people and brown people for doing stuff when everybody does stuff. It's not okay to do that. And we see that now, because guess what? You don't want to wear a mask. Why would you fight with somebody at the Walmart door, you know, like about a mask? But what is his skin color? He's white. Like, calm down. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, white people are very bold. They're very bold. They love, especially in grocery stores. That's one of their favorite.
I feel like they get, like...
Which is actually pretty dope most of the time, because you'll be, like, at the Money Mart table for Walmart, and there'll be, like, one employee be going super long, and then, you know, that's actually when the Karens are on your side. They'll come up, and they'll be like, what is going on? We need at least two tellers. And then, lo and behold, a couple more tellers come out.
I swear, like...
So, Karens, use your power for good.
These Karens and Kens, because trust me, I'm telling you, I have white people in my family. These Karens and Kens, they take pre-workout before they go into Walmart, and they go...
Actually, there just needs to be a Karen app, because the Karens have powers that they want to use, but they don't have a good way to use it. But if we could say, hey, Karen, because I'll be at the Money Mart line in Walmart all the time. The line's too long. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for it. I just leave a lot of time. Or sometimes I'll get to Whataburger late at night. The line's way too long. Where are the Karens in these situations? But instead, they're using their powers in other places where it's not being appreciated. But instead, they could be using it for good. I'm starting an app called Get a Karen Now.
No.
All you have to do is
the problem is I don't even want to be around those people because
it's a good power.
You know what's so funny?
It's called institutional check-in. You need someone who's going to check the institution.
Have you seen that post where it's like...
Like that white lady who got arrested for sitting outside the building? That was she's not a full Karen. She's a Sally.
The thing is, like, what's so interesting is that there was this podcast where they were talking about, like, have you ever had a run-in with a Karen or a Ken? And at first I was like, no, but I have. And they just have this aggressive, stupid energy. But it's so funny because even other white people around them, like, were just like, oh, you need to stop. Like, when I was a flight attendant, I told you a story that, like, that lady.
Are there equivalents of Karens in other races? What's the black version of a Karen?
I don't know. I mean,
the Asian version of a Karen. What would be the Asian
I don't know. I think that, I don't know. I think there probably is sort of kind of that. There's they definitely try to do that. But I think because there's
Latino
so much
version of a Karen.
I don't know what that is. So
that's her name is Stephanie Gonzalez. You meet a Stephanie Gonzalez.
That really says something because I have a co-worker that whose name is Stephanie Gonzalez.
It's actually a real vibe. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, if you're from California or Texas, you guys know Stephanie Gonzalez.
You know somebody named Gomez, Hernandez, whatever. A Johnson, a Jackson, whatever.
The assistant manager from...
But you don't see a lot of minorities like saying, let me Stephanie speak to your manager, let me do this. Like, I've had to only do that a couple of times. I feel like it is becoming like more like prevalent because these people are losing their damn jobs. Like, you can't go up there and say like, oh, you're bird watching in a park in New York. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're attacking me. And then you're dragging your freaking dog along, like, and the dog is choking and you're making up this whole fake scenario and it's all on tape and you lose your job. Guess what, Karen? You're going to lose your damn job. Because guess what? Johnson & Johnson, fucking PepsiCo, whoever, they don't want to have racist people or weird-ass people working with them because it makes them look bad. You cannot do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the biggest, like, thing you can, like, take away from this. It's like, y'all can play that card or do whatever you want to do, and I'm not some, like, you know, Black Panther, whatever. Everybody's the same to me, but I'm saying it's just like when you choose to be like overtly racist or make a lie about somebody like that and they record it and your job choose to like cancel you, you're canceled. Like, that's what you deserve. You cannot be freaking lying on somebody who's not doing nothing to you. They're like a couple feet away from you. You can't be dragging
a dog.
You can't be doing all that stuff. Like, that will get you fired. So guess what? This is what's going to happen. You're going to keep getting fired.
Yeah, cut it out, guys. All right. Thanks for listening to this one. Share it. Boost it. Hashtag goals is the podcast for millennials. You guys know where you can find this. I'm not really into doing the plugs at the end anymore. It's just pre-recorded.
Anyways, thanks, guys, for watching. listening to our podcast.
You might be watching. I'm going to put it on YouTube.
Yeah, we can put it on YouTube, whatever. My handle IGTV. Is at Danny Vic. I don't mind if y'all DM me or talk to me. You may not agree with me, but we should open up the conversation. So hopefully this wasn't like too controversial for you, but I do believe that we should open up, you know, and talk to each other about what's going on, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on that just affects us, and especially our age range. Like, we're the people who are supposed to be changing, you know, the shape of our country.
And hit us up, because listening helps us too. And if we can listen to you and hear what you're thinking about stuff, because I think one thing about social media is it really makes the world seem a lot smaller than it is, and it's big. And one thing I can't wait till we can do some live shows again, because I know every time I do live shows, I realize, oh, you know, people aren't having these polarized opinions. Actually, when you get people in a room, they're actually pretty normal and they have pretty normal ideas.
That's what I said. That's why I was saying that, like, it's good. Like, I don't mind if you have a different opinion, like, as me. But if I sat down in a coffee shop with you and I did a live podcast, you better come with that same energy or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just probably not going to come with that same energy.
No, that's the good thing about being in person. People are way more chill. And we're going to get out live. We're going to get out to do some live ones in different places. And I think that's going to be a lot
of
fun.
Once the coronies are over, we will definitely go and do some more.
But until then,
we have
the digital part. We want it to be even more. So I'm going to be thinking about different ways that we can make the digital aspect of, like, you guys connecting with us even cooler. You can go comment on different things, but, you know, that might not feel very cool. Like you said, you can hit up DM us or whatever. Comment on different pages.
Like, maybe doing some Zoom type of Zoom thing. Like, honestly, like, you're the point of us doing this is not just to be like super like polar, like I have this opinion. I appreciate whatever you have to say as well. And we may have difference of opinion, but I do want to hear what you have to say about certain stuff. And I may be wrong. You know, I'm learning, I'm growing. Zoom. That's the whole point of being a millennial, is like you learn and you grow and you keep it pushing. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This has been Hashtag Goals.
Hashtag
Danny
Goals.
Vic, Kenyo. Y'all have a great rest of your week.
Yes. See you.